Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has once again voiced his opposition to the outcome of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1.
The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb. Worse, it gives Iran two paths to the bomb. Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
In a webcast hosted by Jewish American groups, Netanyahu accused the supporters of the agreement of disinformation about the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. He claimed that the deal would spark a nuclear arms race in the region. Netanyahu and Zionist lobby groups in the U.S. have been pressuring the Congress to reject the JCPOA. A no vote would force U.S. President Barack Obama to use his veto power and to rally enough Democratic votes to uphold it. Meanwhile, Obama is set to hold a private meeting at the White House with Jewish leaders to personally rally support for the JCPOA. He's also scheduled to give a speech Wednesday to outline the strengths of the agreement. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Richmond and talk to Chris Dorsey, political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Dorsey, how much do you think those Israeli lobbyists that are campaigning against the nuclear deal could dissuade the Congress from voting in favor of it?
Well, I think that the deal is kind of a moot point when discussing the issues that Mr. Milikowski, also known as Benjamin Netanyahu, brought up, because Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, although Israel has 200 nuclear weapons, and their lobby controls the United States government, the AIPAC and the various other Zionist lobbies in the United States control the United States government, and the so-called dual Israeli citizens have controlled and created and proliferated nuclear weapons since their inception, with names like Oppenheimer and Rickover, and the proliferation through Israeli spies like the Rosenbergs and Jonathan Pollard and Arnon Milchan, who is a Hollywood producer who is bragging about selling nuclear secrets to Israel so that they could use the so-called Samson option, which is the Israeli plan to annihilate every world capital if they don't get their way in the regional tug of war in region that they control, when actually through the Bank for International Settlements and the Federal Reserve Bank and the other central banks and their control of the media, they actually control the whole world. So I find it laughable and ridiculous when the Israeli government cries out in pain as they're striking another to modify an old Polish saying.
But of course, how detrimental would it be if the U.S. ditches the nuclear deal with Iran and the Congress votes no?
Well, I don't think it would. I think either way, the deal is bad for Iran. I think it's bad for the rest of the world. Anyone who knows anything about the history of reaching agreements and deals with the United States government or the nuclear powers in the world know that they speak with a forked tongue, and it's not really a good deal, and they go back on their deals continuously. You know, a deal as Ash Carter, the current defense secretary, said, this deal does nothing to prevent any sort of attack or strike against Iran, and actually many, including myself, think that it actually paves the way, you know, for a strike against Iran. And I don't think it's coincidental that the United States and NATO and Israel are escalating airstrikes in the region by striking northern Iraq and Syria. And I don't think it's any coincidence that Jonathan Pollard, the most well-known nuclear spy in the history of the United States, who sold 800,000 pages of nuclear secrets to Israel, which then got in the hands of the then Soviet Union, that he's getting out, or his announcement of him being released coincides with this so-called deal. I think that this is just posturing. I don't think it means anything. I think it's controlled on all sides by the Zionist interests.
All right. Chris Dorsey, political commentator from Richmond. Thanks for your time there, sir.